Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Greg Cazera is here. Greg is one of our favorite Brain Trust members. He's an environmental expert. He is a petroleum expert. He's an energy expert. He's in charge of communications for the Cheer Crescent organization, which is the energy producers of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. And he's here now to talk to us about the future of energy in America. Greg, welcome back.
Hey, Joe, always good to be with you. Good stuff.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Greg, one of the things that bothers me about the what I'm calling the climate change debate, I'm trying to have a debate, a lot, and you are too. A lot of people refuse to debate it. They're just locked into their own ideology. What a lot of people don't realize is the climate change zealots, the Church of Climate Change, the Climate Change Church, as I call it, they play checkers with their thinking, one move at a time. And what they don't realize is that life in the world is a chess game. For every move, there's two or three equal and opposite reaction possibilities. And when you're playing checkers and the world is playing chess and you're in charge, you could put this country into a bind, especially from an energy standpoint, from a geopolitical standpoint. What do you think?
Oh, that's absolutely true. I think one of the concerns I have is the people that have put a lot of this climate change stuff together. And let's just assume that they're right, that this is an emergency.
The humans do contribute to climate change.
So the challenge is, how do we fix it? And the hard reality is, when you have academics and politicians running the show, that's dangerous. And what I've seen is, in our own businesses, if we want something to happen, we want it to happen fast. And, you know, Little and I were cleaning up my office, the annual purge of getting rid of the stuff we don't need. And I happened to pull up some articles that were going back into the early 2000s, like 2010, 2012. Do you realize everything they were writing about renewables back then hasn't changed?
Right.
The only thing that's changed is what we're seeing is that, you know, everything they said about renewables is just the same. We haven't done a darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't moved much in that area.
You mean all those jobs? You mean all those jobs that the coal miners were going to get? Those haven't materialized. All those jobs that were going to be ready in the Obama administration. What about the Solyndra? All those Solyndra jobs, right? Where's that company now?
You know, and I did pull up some information that there were a lot of, and are a lot of, renewable jobs, but what they don't tell you is those renewable jobs are in manufacturing. And the reason we can have manufacturing renewable jobs is because what's happened in oil and gas, particularly natural gas, the whole business with the Marcellus and in this region being producing a third of the nation's gas, major change. And when you start producing all that energy, particularly here in Michelle Crescent, West Virginia, all Pennsylvania, now you create that opportunity for manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we're going to, you know, if anybody's even thinking about renewables, then fine, but let's make them here. If we're going to let China make renewables, then we get the 25,000 a year jobs and they have the manufacturing jobs. Doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, and
have a huge opportunity to do some good stuff.
But in a perverse situational irony scenario, the effort of the Biden administration to appease the climate change zealots of the Church of Climate Change, and the great irony of our time is that they're actually creating more carbon the way they're doing it. That's the checkers match they're playing. Instead of playing chess, isn't it?
Well, as a matter of fact, he's already done that. He shut down Keystone XL pipeline.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to move, Canada's going to move their oil. That's Canadian oil that goes into that thing. So They're not going to shut down what they do. That's their gross domestic product. So they're going to ship it on train and on trucks. Far more carbon footprint to do that than to put it on a pipeline.
And potential, oil spills. And they're going to sell it to China instead of to us.
What about novel ideas? So that's the dilemma when you're really looking at some of these things. And here's how we fix it. You know, right now, every business person that listens to your show understands that if they got a problem in their business, if they're worried about profitability, they focus on the big picture.
Yeah.
You're not going to worry about this little knicky-knack thing over here that has no impact on your business. If you want to change profitability or anything else in your business, you look at those big-ticket items. Well, if we're going to fix climate change, it doesn't matter what we do over here. China is still continuing to increase the emissions. That's a fact. That's happening. They're continuing to build coal plants while we're shutting ours down. And if we don't do something to deal with China, it doesn't matter. We cut emissions to zero, and planetary emissions are still going up. So nothing in Biden's plan addresses China, except we're hoping for Chinese goodwill, which we know that's not going
to
happen.
Well, that's absolutely correct. Well, to me, being mad at America for climate change is like a business owner finding out that he doesn't have enough money to make payroll and firing his accountant. You know, he hasn't earned enough revenue and profit he's spent too much money, hasn't run the business right. He doesn't have enough money to make payroll, and now he's going to fire his accountant because the accountant told him, I don't have enough money to make payroll. I mean, this is the kind of checkers game that you cannot deny that the world economy is still dependent upon petroleum. It's still dependent upon the carbon energy. And if you can't have an honest debate that the U.S. is the model for carbon reduction, not the enemy, if you can't have that debate, then we can't solve any problems. Last thoughts, Greg.
Absolutely. You've got to have it. In any business, as a manager, what I want is I wanted my people to tell me what they bought.
Yeah.
And we're going to come up with a good solution. Anytime I'm the guy that's saying this is how it's going to be, that's dangerous.
We're going to talk about what the United States has actually done that is irrefutable, my friends. These are facts, not and it's not science. After the break with Greg Cazera.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.